sent in on a research that was done in Miami-Dade into universities. And the goal of the study was to explore the associations between HIV testing history and the HIV/AIDS knowledge and stigma and prevention knowledge among the community members of these two universities. if you look at the literature on HIV, basically, you know that you notice that Hispanics have a higher rate of diagnosis of HIV nationwide, and in Florida, particularly, 25% of the AIDS patients acquired HIV during their adolescence and young age. Historically, Miami have had the highest HIV rates in the state of Florida, and particularly in Miami, we have the largest HIV/AIDS among the Latino population. According to the literature, also age, gender, and HIV testing has been associated with HIV knowledge. And HIV knowledge has also been associated with safer sex among young adults. Now, this findings are not necessarily in the same direction. So I'm going to talk about that later. When we look at attitudes and stigmatizing attitudes, we'll see that they be correlated with misunderstandings of HIV transmission, and also overestimating the risk of casual contact. Again, on HIV knowledge, like I said, there are conflicting results. Some authors didn't find any association between HIV knowledge and risky sexual behaviors among young adults. Among college students and college populations, the knowledge have been found to be the same as the average American. And also, back in 2000, knowledge among college population was pretty much the same as the general population, although we know that it's been increasing. When we looked at the stigma and some of the literature among Hispanics and college students and the college population, again, you see that AIDS knowledge and transmission knowledge has been associated with the stigma. And among the young population, the Hispanic young population, and the tendency to underestimate their risk of acquiring HIV has also been associated with their knowledge on transmission. The study design, basically, we looked at, again, two campuses, 376 participants, and it was approved by one of those universities. It was a self-administered survey, and those were the questions that we looked at: stigma, prevention, and transmission, as I said. Recruitment was done on the campuses, and a total of 503 participants agreed to fill out the survey. However, because some of the participants reported mixed ethnicity, like white, Hispanic, or African-American Hispanics, 127 of them were excluded, and only the ones that documented being Hispanics or Latinos were included in this analysis. These are an example of the questions. So Sorry about this. It's moving forward by itself. Okay, yeah. So these are examples of the questions that there were in that survey. Basically, the data analysis, when we looked at basic descriptive analysis, we looked at frequencies and things like that. For the statistical analysis, we did logistic regressions and chi-square using SAS and SPSS. These are basic demographics and statistics. We had more females than males in this study. About 75% were females. We grouped the ages in 17 to 24, and more than half of the participants were in that age range. So when you look at the answers in the survey, in the basic HIV knowledge questions, 16.5% answered correctly the HIV knowledge questions. But interestingly, when you look at HIV transmission questions, more than half of the participants answer them correctly. When you look at the HIV testing, being tested for HIV, almost half of the participants have been tested for HIV. And I can comment on that. That's high. It's a little bit higher than most campuses. So basically, we found that age was positively associated with HIV overall knowledge, meaning that the older the participant, the more knowledge and the less stigma, and the more knowledge on prevention and also transmission. Okay, and I explain more about that, what I mean by being old. When we looked at females, being female was associated with higher stigmatized perceptions of HIV, and the younger the female, the higher the likelihood to have a stigmatized view of HIV. Knowing about a female condom was positively correlated with HIV knowledge and prevention, particularly for females. And we looked at knowledge and the results. Again, participants age that were grouped in the ages 25 to 35 were 2.4 times more likely to answer HIV knowledge questions correctly than the younger group, which is 17 to 24. Summarizing, when you look at the stigma, again, it was pretty much the same thing, although it was 2.3 and 1.9 for 36 and older. They were more likely to answer correctly HIV and stigma-related questions. And what I mean by answering correctly HIV and stigma questions means that they had less stigma towards HIV. Now, males were 49% more likely to answer correctly HIV stigma-related questions. What that means is that in this particular sample, males were less likely to have stigmatized views of HIV. Again, this goes really along with the literature saying that participants who have been tested for HIV were 38% more likely to answer correctly HIV stigma-related questions. And, you know, we can probably talk about that. For prevention, it goes the same way. It was almost four times, like the group between 25 to 35 were four times more likely to answer correctly HIV prevention-related questions than the group 17 to 24. And when we looked at participants who were familiar with female condoms, they were basically twice more likely to answer correctly HIV prevention related questions correctly. 25 to 35, again, we're twice more likely to answer correctly HIV transmission questions. Anyhow, of course, we have a long list of limitations, and I just put a few here because I don't want to get... Oops. Okay. It's moving. I saw. But timing me. I do this on purpose. Well, basically, it has, like I said, a ton of limitations. The typical limitation of self-reported data, quasi experimental. The sample was not randomized. Some of the students, we provided incentives and gifts for them, so they probably have come twice during the day, and we didn't keep that record, although that was not likely to happen, but it could have. And this is again, South Florida. It's a very unique place, and where about 60% of the population is Hispanic. And again, I had most of my participants are females, and the sample was not tremendously large. But I think there's hope for in the social work field and the public policy. And if you notice, my younger participants had a lot less knowledge and more stigma. So in few words, they didn't look as good as the older participants, and 25 and older, or 24 and older. So there's a lot of room for improvement in perhaps have this access for more college and high school education and programs attitudinal in stigma that can change the attitudes and stigma. Hopefully we can do more longitudinal studies. I don't have to look at that now. But we can do some more longitudinal studies on this type of behaviors. Thank you.